From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm G. Abby Lee reporting. At least six people have been found dead, more than 120 remain missing, and 62 homes are covered Saturday after a huge landslide buried the mountain village of Shinmo in China, Sichuan Province. A local government statement said an emergency response to the first-class catastrophic geological disaster is underway. More than 2,000 people, police, soldiers, and civilians are participating in the rescue efforts. Rescuers use ropes to move a boulder while dozens of others, aided by dogs to sniff out humans, search the rubble for survivors. This man's home was one of those that was flattened. As we hear through an interpreter, he was injured while trying to dodge the landslide.
All of a sudden, the land started sliding toward us. We couldn't get out of its way. I was one of the lucky ones. So many around me were buried.
Two back-to-back bombs went off in northwestern Pakistan, killing at least 25 people and wounding more than 100 others. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the deadly blasts. The attacks happened hours after a car bomb in southwestern city of Quetta killed at least 13 people and wounded 20 others. Leftist rebels in Colombia say they have released two Dutch journalists kidnapped earlier this week. The two were turned over to a delegation of Colombian human rights officials. A tweet from Colombia's Marxist ELN rebel group said the men have been released in perfect conditions. ELN, Colombia's second largest rebel group, is in talks with the government to put an end to 5 decades of war. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump told Fox News it's very bothersome that special counsel Robert Mueller, who is probing possible ties between the Trump campaign and Russia, is friends with former FBI Director James Comey, whom he fired. Mr. Trump also disputed Comey's claim he had asked Comey for a vow of loyalty during a private meeting at the White House, which Comey believed was taped. The president tweeted Comey, "Better hope that there are no tapes."
I didn't tape, and I don't have any tape, and I didn't tape. But when he found out that that there may be tapes out there, whether it's governmental tapes or anything else, and who knows, I think his story may have changed. I mean, you'll have to take a look at that, because then he has to tell what actually took place at the events.
Whether Russia interfered in last year's U.S. presidential election and whether there was any collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia are the subjects of several investigations underway. The United Nations reports about 250 million people used drugs in 2015, and of these, about 30 million suffered from drug use disorders, including addiction. Lisa Schlein reports from the UN Office on Drugs and Crime.
The report says opioids, including heroin, are the most harmful drug type, accounting for 70% of drug-linked health problems worldwide. It says opioids are responsible for many premature drug deaths. Of the 12 million people who inject drugs worldwide, the report finds 1 in 8 or 1.6 million people are living with HIV, and more than half or slightly more than 6 million are living with hepatitis C. Despite the many health problems afflicting drug users, the report by the UN Office on Drugs and Crime finds only 1 in 6 people seeking help have access to drug treatment programs. The report says organized crime groups are reaping huge profits from the multi-billion dollar drug trade, generating between 1/5 and 1/3 of their revenues from these illicit sales. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A North Korean Taekwondo demonstration team visiting South Korea could present a way forward to reduce tensions on the Korean Peninsula. South Korean President Moon Jae-in was on hand for the opening of the World Taekwondo Championship being held in Muju, South Korea, where he welcomed this first inter-Korean Taekwondo exchange in a decade. The recently elected progressive leader advocates balancing international economic sanctions imposed on the Kim Jong-un regime in the north for its continued nuclear and missile provocations with non-political outreach, including sports diplomacy. I am G. Abby Lee in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.